Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast, number 15. A lot of exciting stuff over the Nerdist channel right now, youtube.com/Nerdist. Justin Willman's Magic Meltdown. Ain't It Cool with Harry Knowles. Just Cause, our cosplay show. We have a ton of awesome shows coming up in the next handful of months, from Neil deGrasse Tyson to Scott Ian and Fangoria to Neil Patrick Harris. So go over to youtube.com/Nerdist and click subscribe. Right now, or after this podcast. No, consume my one thing, but then go consume my other thing. Please? Just please. I don't want to seem too desperate, though. Oh, my God, please. This episode of the Nerds Podcast is brought to you by GoToMyPC by Citrix. The GoToMyPC app for your iPhone is like having your goddamn computer right in your friggin' pocket. But not just a computer, your home computer. You can access all of your files. You can take care of last-minute requests. You can edit files. PowerPoint, spreadsheets, anything you want right from your iPhone. You can do it and then save it back. It is an amazing thing that they have done for people. We have our computers in our pockets now. The future is now. Look up. There's probably cars flying overhead. And one of them is a DeLorean, and he's got a sports almanac in there, and that's how Biff builds a casino. Wait, I'm off on a rant. I was talking about GoToMyPC.com. The mobile apps are fantastic. You've got to try GoToMyPC today. There's a special 45-day free trial just for Nerdist listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Nerdist, and then you download the free app for your iPad or your iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com. Try it free with the promo code Nerdist. And now this episode of Nerdist Podcast, it's Hostful Goodness! A lot of people complain. They're like, you guys don't do Hostful Podcasts anymore, you jerk. Now, that may not be how the one commenter on my website sounds, but that's how I hear him whenever I read a comment that he's mad at us because he thinks the show's falling apart because we can't do Hostfuls every week. We are trying! We have full-time jobs, sir! Or madam. Or madam. We are doing our best, so when we can get together, we do. But, you know, me and the sister wives all, you know, like Matt's full-time over at Attack of the Show. Jonah's doing something over at the Soup that he seems to have an office for. I'm running around all over the place. So we are doing our best. We will continue to do as many Hostful episodes as possible. They're not going anywhere. Just between traveling and other things that happen, sometimes it's just not possible to do one. You understand. It's only a small percentage. And even then, I shouldn't get that upset because they just love too hard is what happens, Katie. Sometimes they just love too hard. You know what? They just want to Lenny this podcast to death and hug it like a bunny. And then they just want to hug this podcast until its limp little legs dangle from their Lenny-like grip. But other than that, please enjoy the Nerdist Podcast, episode number 215, Hostful Goodness!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Isn't it about time you updated your equipment?
More Hostfuls, please. Okay, let me just first of all, I think it's very sweet that people get upset when there aren't Hostfuls, but I just want everyone to understand we're working other jobs and we don't record the host. We don't bank the Hostfuls. Like, we're like with guests, you can bank an episode and then you can play it, you know, a few weeks and later. But with Hostfuls, we like to keep them current. And so if there's, so we record, you know, one a week when we can, but there are weeks when one or all of us are out of town or our schedules are crazy and we just can't make it work. So it's never, you know, it's not the beginning of the end of the show. It's just we, you know, there's some weeks we're going to have more time than others. Yeah. And
sometimes Chris is on a trip and he goes and does a recording and that's why we're not on it. Or sometimes Matt and I are busy mm-hmm. and they record, or one of us is busy, or, you know, the other. And
yeah, so that's it. It's not a grand conspiracy. And it's just, no.
But it's a conspiracy.
I guess it's an unintentional conspiracy.
Yeah,
it's very intentional.
So you're saying the opposite of everything I'm saying.
You don't understand everything, Chris.
Oh my God, he's right.
Things are
there are people in this room.
What?
Yeah,
would
the three
have
of us.
You destroyed.
You and I would have him destroyed.
Well, I mean, besides us.
To get that inheritance that he promised us.
Well.
What?
Huh?
Hey guys, I promise you're getting inheritance.
Yeah.
If you can both keep me from dying, and then I just keep trying to kill myself, and then you have to devote your lives to keep jumping in.
I would feel so conflicted.
Sitcom. That we're having.
really fun show last night at Club Nokia with Andy Richter, Dave Hill, and Duke Spirit, and a lot of nice people.
One person wasn't nice.
Who?
The guy who told you guys to get rid of me and that I was I sucked and I was the worst.
Who said that?
The guy we didn't hear, and I now feel bad that we didn't say anything.
It was that really drunk guy with the glasses.
Alex.
I was like, I love you guys. You guys are great.
And he was really nice.
And bumped me out of the way. Bumped me out of the way to take a picture with you guys.
Yeah.
And then said, you got to get rid of, pointing at me, you got to get rid of this guy. He is the worst. And neither of you did anything.
I didn't hear him say that.
I know.
I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to draw attention to it, and it made me feel really bad.
But
what about the little kid with the good hair who said, I'm on Team Jonah?
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the couple kids that had the record.
He had really good hair.
No, that was very nice. It's just like it's getting really tiresome of people coming up to me going, I'm scared of you.
One person said that.
Three people said that.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then there was the one guy that said I should just get out of the fucking podcast.
Maybe it's just you're tall. And they're afraid of tall people.
I don't know.
That's it. It's because you're tall and your hair is longer.
Yeah.
And
right?
You're
conspiracy.
Portuguese.
That's
it's a Portuguese thing.
Uh-oh, I'm going to sneeze. Think of a grapefruit.
Mayonnaise.
Grapefruit.
I've never heard of doing either of those things.
It's what?
Whatever the person who tells you that trick tells you to think about becomes your thing.
I think of a grapefruit, and I think of biting into a grapefruit, and then the sneeze goes away.
I was told mayonnaise, and so I think about mayonnaise being spread onto the body of a turkey.
Now, is mayonnaise only in the month of May-naise?
No, maize.
No maize?
Maize.
I think of maize. I think of the traditional word for corn.
For corn, yeah, yes.
The Indians called it
multicolored
maize.
Corn.
Yeah.
Oh, that multicolored corn.
Why don't we
corn?
Eat multicolored corn on the cob?
It's not appealing.
No, what are you talking about? It's fun.
No,
it's fun.
Appealing the husk off.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, then that signals the official
the end of the podcast.
What are you talking about?
We're going to end all podcasts with a horrible pun. Where's Bernardo?
Oh, that's producer an Attack of the Show reference.
Yeah.
Oh, very sad last episode of Attack of the Show,
oh, God
Matt Myra.
That was rough. I did not expect to take it that hard, but it was a great last show. It was the perfect last show for Kevin.
He's a smart guy. He's gonna be A-OK, that Kevin Pereira.
Yes, he will.
There seem to be undertones of the show.
What?
I'm gonna guest host for a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
You should host the show.
Sure.
Listen, Matt's been there for a long time. He knows when something's up.
Wait, Jonah, he's only been there like 8 months.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind about everything I just said.
10 months?
I feel...
Has it been 10 months already?
Yeah.
Wow. So it's almost like the show got impregnated with you, and then about...
Maybe I caused all of this.
About a month ago, little Matt Myra got front pooped out of the Attack of the Show gina. And there you are.
All right.
Now it's time for you to host, to take your rightful... It's
no.
Game of Attack of the Thrones.
Where are the dragons?
I don't know the dragons.
Can I be...
I like the emphasis, though.
Can I be Khaleesi?
Yes, you can be a dragon lady.
Thank you, guys.
What is this snazzy guitar that's over there? It seems to be in a Martin case.
It is. It's a Martin. It's an OM28.
All seems to check out then.
It's an OM28. I picked it up from McCabe's in Santa Monica.
McCabe's!
Which is a guitar store that...
where they have shows and stuff.
Yeah. It's an old guitar store. If you're ever in LA and you want to go to a cool guitar store, go to McCabe's.
Yeah. There's the two really good guitar stores that I know are McCabe's and Westwood
guitar
Music.
Center.
No, Jonah, that's... I mean, it's fine, you know.
Yeah,
for,
yeah,
you know,
you want to hear Sweet Licks and coming out of an Ibanez and a Marshall.
Sweet. You want to hear my Sweet Ibanez licks? Yeah. Oh, look at that.
So is it going to sound like it's a record playing backwards since it's a left-handed guitar?
Yeah.
Matt, I can't help but notice the strings look upside down.
They're not, though. They're perfectly... Oh, that does sound good.
Which part? Which part sounds good?
Let me go crazy on ya.
Why, you can barely even play the song you like.
Is that Crash?
Yeah.
This is Matt just trying to get laid on the road now. Just this whole
Ladies,
thing.
I know it's been tough.
This song's called Pussies. Trying to pick up all those pussies on the road. I like pussies on the road. Road Pussies. Was Road Pussies a song that Dave Matthews did, or did I just dream that?
He could have. Maybe it's a deep cut.
Road Pussies are a deep cut.
Russies.
But yeah, this is a guitar I've had for a long time, and the electronics were a little fucked up. So I got it fixed. And now it plugs in.
Play something.
What do you want?
What do you like to play?
I don't know. Hang on. Let me get a pick. Capo. I have the original receipt in here.
What I like to do is put on a cape and a Zorro mask and a little hat and then run around with a capo and throw it on the neck of a guitar and go, El capo strikes again. And then I run away.
Can you play Sanitarium? Can you play Wherever I May Roam?
Let's see. The only Metallica that sounds okay on acoustic is Nothing Else Matters.
Nothing Else Matters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the one where you don't have to even touch any strings until that part.
Oh shit.
And there, here comes the harmonic. The harmonic. There you go.
Whoa! Sweet harmonic licks, Myra. Square. Amps line two. Yeah, Jonah.
Couldn't be much far from the heart. Forever trust in who you are. And nothing else matters. You know what
I mean? Is that
right? I think so.
There's some lyrics here, but nothing else matters.
Never opened myself this way. Life is ours, we live it our way. Yeah.
If ever we wanted to get sued by someone.
Yeah. Just
and nothing else matters.
Oh, wait, shit. Oh, wait, what is it?
It's up, I think.
Listen, if there's anything that people love listening to, it's people trying to figure out a Metallica song.
Never care for what you do. No, I never care for what you know.
Nothing else matters.
Pick it up.
And then you go to Scottalica.
Scottalica.
Yeah.
Do 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 do.
Can you play some Nick Drake?
Beatles. I could. If I saw.
Does he have a weird tuning, or he just plays?
No, he's pretty regular.
No. I love almost every Nick Drake song.
Except
for I Was Made to Love Magic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one where I'm like, no, please don't love magic.
Well, that's when the drugs kicked in.
I guess that's probably. Bing, bing.
Bing. Thanks, Volkswagen.
At the chime of a city clock, put on your ring.
Do you know any Donovan?
No.
No Sunshine Superman?
No. Do you know any Donovan? Do you know Donovan?
You have 16 guitars. Not one of them plays Donovan?
I'm sure they all do. There is no mountain, they all do.
Then there is.
I just can't get it out of
First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain. Then
Jonovan!
Is. Yes. You know what? There was on the second Green Jelly record, there was a song that was like, I always thought was like a nod to the first there was a mountain, then there was no mountain, then there is, because there was a song, the bear went over the mountain to see what he could see. The other side of the mountain was all that he could see. So he went back over the mountain to see what he could see.
Oh, that's awesome.
The other side of the mountain was all that he could see.
Green Jelly had to change their name from Green Jello.
Yeah.
Because they got...
They started
they really?
In like 81.
Really?
Yeah, they started in 81, and they were just kind of like this shitty, goofy band with puppets and stuff like that. And then they went on tour with Gwar. And then Gwar was like, oh, this is how you make, like, fucking costumes and prosthetics. And you use paper mache and foam from couches. And like, and that's what kind of made them more popular, Green Jello. And then when they put out that album, Serial Killer, with the videos only.
Yeah.
It was like a few years before it became popular on MTV.
This Jonah Radio moment is brought to you by Jello, J-E-L-L-O. Not to be associated with Green Jello.
And they were sued. So, yeah, and then the Jello Corporation said... You can't use our Puddin' Pops, and
but you cause
keep
the name.
Yeah. But they just turned into Green Jelly,
which it works fine.
Yeah,
it works fine.
You get the same thing across.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's pretty rocking guitar you
this
got
is,
there.
One of three of these in the world. There's only three left-handed. This.
Now, why couldn't someone just restring a right-handed one and make it a left-handed one?
I mean, you could, but then you got the saddles going to be different, mm-hmm. going to be angled differently.
Oh, well, that's not good.
The nut would have to be replaced.
Different nut, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Pick guard.
So, really, it's just laziness that there are only three of those in the world. And
there are only three actually manufactured by Martin.
Because what are there? Must be like six left-handed guitarists in the world, right?
I talked to a guy at Fender the other day. And he says that it's down to 2-3% of guitars are made left-handed now.
Really?
It used to be as high as 10, and now it's down to 2 or 3.
Aww.
Well, we got to correct them.
So, well, no, I mean, my advice, people ask me a lot, like, oh, my kid wants to learn how to play guitar, and he's a lefty. And I say, tell him to start righty.
No, you're the Linux of guitar players.
I can't condone it.
Left-handed guitar, because it's just
a curse.
It's a difficult life to live.
It's a curse.
Just imagine you're in a band on the road.
Okay, yeah, I'm there. Hang on a sec.
Yeah, and then you play left-handed guitar.
Whoa.
You play left-handed guitar.
Oh, look at that.
Oh wait,
there
the guitar breaks.
In the middle of a show. Everybody's freaking
Does
out.
Anybody here have a left-handed guitar?
Oh, fuck, Jonah! This is the worst thing that's ever happened. Please take me out of this.
Chris, you're out. Now, okay, no, you're good. You're here. You're safe. Right back in the year 1955.
What? Gotta get back in time.
Good old 22nd floor.
22nd floor.
Is it the 22nd?
No, I think it's a lot higher than that.
Whatever. 82nd. Whatever. Someone will know on the internet and then tell me. Because I was wrong.
Well, that's
guys,
a snazzy.
Sorry to be that guy. You always
I
know
don't
that.
Want
to
be the guy that tells
One of the
this.
Biggest traits of that guy is they preface everything with "don't mean to be that guy."
Because they're aware that they're about to be that guy.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've already gotten thousands of these, but
don't mean to be that guy. But
it's
I'm gonna,
always you're the only guy.
But I'm gonna be that guy.
Here's a surprise: we forget everything we talk about the minute we leave the door.
Also,
hey,
please.
why is Matt's guitar out?
The guitar is the silence. At least I wish it was.
Yeah.
Were you ever, did you want to be in a band or record?
No.
Or you
no.
just like, you're just, a,
I don't think Matt's ever wanted to do.
You're just
anything.
A Lone Star guitar slinger.
I just, like, when I was a kid, I just wanted to play Dave Matthews songs. Honestly, I was 10.
Yep.
And that's what I decided. I was like, get me an acoustic guitar for Christmas. And then I got an Ibanez Performance. Which is It was a pretty good guitar, and I had that until college.
You could stab somebody with those guitars.
I lost it. No, the performance was an acoustic.
Oh, okay.
But I guess you could, you know, break it in half and stab someone.
No, that's not really what the point was.
I mean, I think you would use it more for blunt force trauma than a stabbing weapon.
That's my band. The electric Ibanez has the pointy head.
Yeah, they do.
The pointy head or the flying Vs.
You could choke somebody out with that.
Is that what they're called, the flying Vs?
Flying V, yeah.
The
is that how you describe
a
flying V?
Explorer or ESP? What's the one that James Hetfield uses? Like it's like a
Explorer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they use a lot of Jacksons over there at Metallica Town.
Really?
Metallitown.
Metallitown.
Like Jermaine and
Tito. Not so much Tito. They had a falling out.
Rebby?
Tito downloaded.
Rebby Jackson.
Tito downloaded the Black Album.
Ooh, that's something you want to do in Metallitown.
I think I got a pass on this one, you guys.
Ultimate Hall Pass.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So E3's this week.
E3 is this week. I'll be there.
And I couldn't be more underwhelmed. I swear, guys.
There's not.
Do you swear by your mayonnaise?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of swear by your mayonnaise.
Mustard ayonnaise.
Mustard ranchonaise.
There's not a lot of huge games this year.
Like, it's all sequels.
I just got Diablo 3. I haven't played it yet. I just got Diablo 3.
What are you gonna play it on?
My Mac.
Book, oh, your iMac.
My MacBook Air.
That can handle games?
Really?
Sure. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be amazing, but I'm going to try it.
It might be kind of clunky.
Because that's
right?
Not something I'm going to play. It's something I'm going to be playing on the road.
Let me know how bad it is.
Yeah, basically, I'm going to be playing it on a computer that probably can't handle it on hotel internet.
Yeah, this is a recipe for not working.
By the way, the Airport Express in my living room, I have reconfigured that thing so many fucking times. Apple has simplified the airport utility to the point where it's almost unusable.
But you can go into the app store and get the old version.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
Yeah, that's what I had to do. It really is ridiculous.
I mean, I get that they've tried to make it as simple and like GUI as possible, but it's so simple that you can't fucking do anything with it. And if the if it recognizes that the modem was there, but it's not working, you just can't click on it.
Yep. Yeah.
And so you can't do anything. It's a huge. I don't.
You guys, it's pretty fucked up.
Oh my God, I have a fun Apple story for you. Doug Benson screen. We did Movie Interruption with John Carter the other night.
Nice.
At CineFamily, probably the only theater that movie sold out. And so the movie itself, at first I kind of just thought, oh, well, maybe the title, you know, dissuaded people from going to see the movie. It's not a great movie. And it's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. And a space movie should be amazing, but it's really just like 2 hours and 40 minutes of walking through the desert. And so at the very end of the movie, there was an intermission. Like, that's how long this movie was. Doug had an intermission.
Oh my God.
And it was Doug and Sarah Silverman and Brendan Walsh and me. And it was the I can't imagine seeing that movie any other way than just fucking around with it that way. But in at the end of the credits, it says dedicated to the memory of Steve Jobs, and the entire audience just went, no!
What?
This can't, because it's a Pixar, you know, like, this can't be the last, no! Oh,
wow.
That's what killed him.
That maybe it was.
Mm-hmm.
But and it's so heartbreaking. So many people worked on that movie for so long. There were so many credits that they didn't do them all in one vertical line. The credits were chunked in clouds. So like all the visual effects part would get a cloud of credits and another.
Jesus.
And you just watch and you're like, oh my God, I feel so bad. And just like the poor actors who are probably like, you know, movie's coming out Friday, come Monday, you better buy some sunglasses because shit's going to get paparazzi up in this motherfucker. And then it's just not
paparazzi.
You know what? You know what? I hate watching like a really shitty online like sketch or short or something like that, and then like afterwards seeing the amount of fucking credits that people put on it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Scabber, best boy. Like, really, this was just a shitty internet video.
I for the longest time, for probably 10 years, a thing that I've wanted to do with Furman is a short called Parking Meter, and you just basically it kind of fades up, and then someone gets out of their car and puts some change in a parking meter and turns it, and then it's 15 minutes, and then it just goes da 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 the end, and it's just like 14 minutes of credits.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
But it just always felt like that's a lot of work. But
it is.
This was pre-YouTube, so we were like, well, what are we going to do with that?
Yeah. Dave Seeger, who's a really awesome Channel 101 guy, he's a guy that did IKEA Heights and stuff like that. He did some short where it's like, it's called, like, you know, someone's 30th birthday or someone's 32nd birthday. And it's him and this girl about to go into this guy's room to wish him a happy birthday. And she goes like, all right, on three. And then like she goes like, one, two, three. And then he just goes four, five, six, seven. And he literally goes to like 2000 something. And then there's a ton of credits.
Oh my God.
And then like at the very end, he's like, did I go the wrong way? Did I, cause she was going 3, 2, 1.
Right.
And he just goes the other way. And like, he's like, did I go the wrong way? I think I went, and she had long gone. The candles all went away.
Well, now what's happening on YouTube is that people are taking videos and then just stretching them out to like 10 hours of just the same hook.
Oh, like the girl, go, whap. You know, that little girl with like holding like the leash of a really big dog. And then she just yells at the dog, go. The dog takes off. She's still holding the leash. And she just like flies forward flat on her face. And the noise is fucking perfect. It's go. And her voice is whap. And then the pat. Like, it's like fucking perfect, and someone made a loop of it for fucking like an hour. I went to a party where they were like, it was just like one of those branded parties where like, hey, come and hang out with these free drinks, and oh look, a Google TV. If you guys want to play with it and see how awesome it is, and Tumblr about it, go ahead. And so I just pulled up that video and widescreened it, and then just put it on repeat, and then took the batteries out of the remote.
You're a rascal, Jonah Ray. You're a rascal.
I told you guys about it when we were in Arizona, but I do want to talk about, I've had some more time to think about Take This Waltz by Sarah Polley.
Yes.
It's a movie by Sarah Polley starring Michelle Williams and Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman. And if you want to be depressed as all get out, go and see Take This Waltz.
Jonah Ray says, if you want to be depressed, it's all get out. Go see this movie.
And there's
it's a beautiful movie, I think.
And uncomfortable nudity.
There's some nudity.
I was very comfortable with it.
Mm. Did you watch it?
No.
Did you see it?
I have not seen it. I just heard about it.
There's nudity in it, and it's fine. It's, you know, it's a thing that happens in the movie. But
I just don't. I feel weird about seeing my friends naked.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know that was a thing that happened. I didn't know that those were the.
We
people.
Were alone, and that was Albuquerque.
Fair enough.
Let it go.
Albuquerque.
But it's a fucking depressing as shit movie.
See that?
Yeah, I don't know, because Take This Waltz.
Take This Waltz.
Yeah, The Last Waltz is the last.
Take This Waltz and Shove It.
Yeah, yeah.
Take this waltz and one, two, three. I ain't working here no more. You don't know Take
don't
This
let
Shove
the
and Shove It?
Sound of your own wheels make you lazy.
No. Now you're singing an Eagle song.
Swayze.
You're singing Take It Easy.
Swayze.
And you're singing...
Don't make the sound of your own wheels make you Swayze.
We're never going to survive unless we get a little Swayze.
If that was the song.
Go Swayze on you. That's when you dance and tear someone's throat out. I'm going to go Swayze on you. Don't be Swayze, man.
This is way funnier to me than it should
be. Don't be Swayze, man.
This is way funnier than it should be.
No, we don't have to go all Swayze here. We can figure this out.
Okay, so basically you're saying anywhere someone would say crazy, you can just put Swayze in there.
No. I think it's much more deep than that. See? How was he killed in the future, Swayzers?
Swayzers.
What was the Aerosmith one? I go Patrick. Oh, no, I got it wrong.
No. I go
Patrick.
Roadhouse.
Patrick Roadhouse.
Patrick Roadhouse. That's a good name.
That is a good name.
Not the worst name.
Take This Waltz.
Take This Waltz. You know, it's a girl is married to a guy. Michelle Williams is married to Seth Rogen, and then she meets.
Is this a spoiler or is this part of the?
No, this is just kind of the premise. She meets a guy.
Yeah.
And they have a connection, and then the rest of the movie plays out depending on who you connect with in the within the characters. For me, it was of course Seth Rogen, just a good guy in a loving relationship, and he does nothing wrong. He does nothing wrong. And then this girl is just like having this connection with this other guy. And you know, it's the whole movie plays out like a fucking, like it's a, like a,
those
suspense.
Are the saddest breakups.
It's a sometimes suspense they movie. Get it's a, work husband and wives.
But it's like, it's a, it's a, like the whole time I'm just like, you know, like, you know, like, and her and this guy kind of keep on running into each other. And then like, there's, you're just like, don't do it. Don't.
It's the saddest. I mean, the saddest breakups, I think. Yeah, that's good. Nice minor. Okay. The saddest breakups by Patrick Roadhouse. The saddest breakups are the ones where nobody does anything wrong. They really are.
Yeah.
Where you just, no, you're two good people. On... There's no, you can't hate the other person. You yeah. just fall out of romantic love with the other person. It is, it's just like, it, and you want so bad, that is, you want so bad to have that connection back because yeah. you really care about the person and it just isn't there.
Oh, it just goes away.
That fucking
and it's,
sucks.
And it's like the one weird thing where you're a bit hot. You're a bit hot on there.
I admit it. Sorry about that.
It's a horrible thing because there's nothing anybody did. There's not one thing you can point to and say, this happened and then we broke up because I fucked up or she did this or this happened.
People
it's just
are,
a thing that you grow and you...
People are like sine waves that vibrate at different frequencies and sometimes those are in phase and sometimes they just go out of phase and that's just unfortunately how it works.
Everyone's dealt with that. You guys recently.
Well, now it's been almost a year.
Yeah, he's
isn't that crazy?
Has it already been a year?
Well, yeah. July.
My God.
I know. It was end of June, beginning of July.
Oh my God.
I know. Another year slipping away from my fingers. What do I have? Crisco on my hands? All this time's getting away from me. Oh man.
Oh, it's already fucking June. What the fuck, man?
Take this waltz.
Yeah, so take this waltz. And it's and obviously it's you know, it's a powerful movie. It's affected me and it's stayed with me.
See, I would have thought it was a prank movie called "Take This Waltz," where it's Christoph Waltz.
Waltz, yeah, yeah.
And you're just pranking him,
and you keep on giving him stuff to hold, and you're like, "Now, Christoph, I don't want any of that stuff in the ground."
Well, but it is inside. You want me to keep it into these arms,
and I also need you to carry this egg baby.
This is a lot of egg babies that you've handed
me. I know,
me.
But they can't be broken, Christoph.
Okay,
now
so
I
there is
go.
Baby in this egg. Americans baby, have baby in this
very,
egg.
Very much, very, very fragile, Christoph. Now I gotta go. Now I don't
Wait,
want any
don't
of this
leave
stuff.
Me here. I don't have the table. Oh, now I regret not having table. I should have put the table.
Join us next week for more Take This, Waltz.
when Waltz tries to hold a box of waffles that he is told contains a puppy.
Yeah. Christoph, I don't want any of this stuff in the ground.
Please, I want to see my family.
Family.
So is that the movie out or it's coming out?
It's on demand. I believe it's coming out in theaters, but it's also you can get it on iTunes, I believe. I can rent it.
I can't watch sad movies.
Yeah,
but it's
beautiful. You know?
I know, but I absorb emotional intensity like a sponge, and then I'm just bummed out.
You
it's
saw
hard.
Me the whole fucking next day. Like I was not in a good place.
That sounds like one of those movies that you get over it after a couple days, and then a week later, you wake up in the middle of the night just sad.
Yeah.
Like having one of those sad stress dreams.
Did I tell you guys what I did after the Phoenix show?
No.
Do we want to know that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So after the show, I went and had a beer at that bar next door to the stand-up live, and I watched Clerks with no sound on the TV for a bit.
Oh, well, there were the two Marines there. Did you drink with them?
No, they kept on getting kicked out. Well, the one guy kept on getting kicked out.
And here's the thing is that, you know, you want to be as respectful as possible because they're military, but the one guy was so, like spitting drunk.
Gone. And his friend was so pumped.
And starting to get aggressive.
He was, yeah.
And he was, like, super ripped and, like, he had those, like, giant hands. Yeah. And he was, obviously, like, he was, you know, probably, like, 20 years old.
Yeah.
And it was one of those, like, this fucking guy's great. And then he'd shove you and you're like, please.
Yeah. You're having too much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you go and you were kind enough to you know, you sort of built this tributary away from me. Cause
yeah, well, the guy kept on he wanted to keep on drinking with you or, like, just, you know, hang around.
And he didn't understand that I don't drink. And he, like, he's still, like, he was so drunk. And he'd be like, what are you going to have? And I'm like, no, I don't drink.
He took it as, like, you were done drinking.
Right.
That's how he took it. And then, like, I was like, hey, man, I'll drink two with you. Let's go, Chris. I was like a sloth at the end of Goonies where I was holding you know, I was holding it away just so everyone could get out of there until I fucking...
I think they must have had some kind of portal gun because they did keep getting thrown out. And then I would see them, like, on again. Like, where did you guys come from?
On the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Already drinking.
Hey! Pew, pew. Hey, everybody.
So I was there for a bit, watched Clerks Without Sound. And then I remembered someone saying that, like, at the hotel nearby, there was a zombie dance or something like that. It was like, cause you know, the comic convention was going on.
Phoenix Comic Con, yeah.
So I was walking up, it was clearly done. And I just see this kid that looked like he could have been a local, just looked like some punk kid, in the lobby of this hotel. And I was just like, you know, I'm just kind of snacky. Hey, do you know where any place to get some food around here? And then it turned out the kid was a fan of the Nerdist podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we end up just kind of chit chatting. And then a bunch of his friends come up and then they're drinking out of this bottle of vodka that tastes like cake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Exactly like cake. And that's dangerous because there was no vodka taste. It wasn't even harsh to drink.
So you just think, like, I'm just drinking cake.
Yeah, exactly. And so then everyone's hanging out. And then they say, they're like, you look like Carl. And Carl was their friend. I think his name is Jason. But they call him Carl because, like, they all seem to hate him.
Okay.
They all hate this guy. They're like, hey, Carl, idiot, get over here. You look like this guy.
Oh, fuck.
And then it just became this thing where they're like, we like this Carl way better than that Carl.
You were the new Carl.
I was the new Carl. And then everyone's like, it's like, let's find a place to go hang out. And I was like, I feel like going to get some food. And they're like, let's go get food. And so we catch a cab to the IHOP outside of town. And yeah. With all these fucking, they're all like these punk kids from Fargo, North Dakota that are just in town for the con.
Wow.
Holy shit, they came from Fargo to Phoenix?
Yeah, they're like, do you ever go to small cons? That's the fucking best ones to go to. You just go and you get to have all good times at the con. You party all night. And it was all these fucking just rad kids. Like,
so,
having a great time.
Like, when you say kids, what do you mean? Like, 20, 21?
Yeah, they're all, like, probably, like, 22, 23.
Shit.
Around there.
Did you show those fucking kids how to drink?
And then one of them, the guy that was the fan of the podcast, was drinking the vodka out of his Jordy Bust... coffee mug.
It's a good mug.
Yeah, and like they're all like cut off jeans and like fucking sleeveless shirts and all just fucking like just like smelly and like drinking out of this Jordy cup,
cake and, vodka and a Jordy mug,
and making fun of stupid Carl.
Not cool, Carl.
Not cool.
No,
Carl.
No. Fuck stupid Carl.
Yeah, and then so we all go to the IHOP and just fucking chow down on some food. It was a really good time.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, and then I picked up the bill. Just because I was like, it'd be really cool if I picked up the bill.
Did anyone give a shit?
No, they were all like, what?
Oh, wow.
Like, because it was like, the bill was like, I think it was, there was like eight people that were eating.
So
like,
it was
full
$80.
Plates.
It was $80.
No, it was like fucking like $60. Which, like, I know that's a lot of money, but like,
that's a good
and
deal.
And they all, their minds were blown.
To feed that many people.
You're the richest person we've ever met.
And they're like, and they just like,
also,
it's like, you're not even better Carl anymore. You're just Carl, and that guy sucks.
You just really were just trying to shorten your time there. You didn't want them all pulling out $20 bills and trying to figure out.
That's exactly the reason. Because I fucking hate a big complicated check. It's one of my least favorite things.
I do too.
I opt out to fucking pay more. Just I'm like, don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, but so my tip should be based on the...
No.
Because I only had...
No.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing the math, I only had 8% of this bill. And so my... Tip should be 15% of the 8%.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
So you basically
just be adults about it and fucking bite the bullet.
You're the worst, Carl.
Yeah. But they're all fucking like really awesome fun. It felt like hanging out. It felt like going like you know growing up when me and my friends after like a punk show would go to you know a Denny's or a fucking a coffee shop and just fucking eat late at night.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
And did you trade information with any of them?
They found me on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. One of them was he's in Fargo. He's in ad sales. He's just kind of like real long hair. Was wearing like a fucking headband, just like the crustiest looking one of them all. And like he's like, I sell ads in Fargo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so you got a new little teen posse.
You got a Fargo. You got a Fargo posse.
It was fun.
You got a Fargo contingent.
Yeah, and like they were all really, really nice, awesome people, and they all sounded like they were from you know the Midwest.
Cool.
It's like they're all just like, hey, pass me that there Jordy mug. I'm like just like this cake vodka is the best.
Cake vodka, is that what they called it? They called it.
They were
vodka?
Just calling it cake vodka. Yeah.
Wow, I wonder what was in it.
It was from the bottle.
It was a brand of vodka.
It was
vodka.
A brand of vodka that tastes like cake.
Do you remember the brand?
No, I just...
It's called Sloppy Birthday.
Yeah.
Sloppy Birthday.
It's called Regret It.
I can't stay up that late anymore going out to... I mean, it's, you know...
It wasn't the best idea since I had an early flight and...
You were able to do that all the time, though. We finish shows, and after we're done like signing stuff, it's 1:30 in the morning, and then you go out, even though you have like a 7 a.m. flight. Yeah. I don't fucking know how you do. I feel sick to my stomach for you.
I go with him about 40% of the time, maybe 30% of the time, and I really don't know how you do it. I don't know how, your body must be just like built for it.
Maybe. I've been training for a long time.
Training's a nice way to put...
Hey, you know, I didn't really put any specificities into what training was, Chris. But you know, here's the thing.
Jonah's
like
body has been in Denver like forever. Like, high altitude drinking training.
My consciousness has been in LA working, but my body. But the thing is, here's the thing. The live shows we do are a lot of fun, but it essentially is us flying in, sometimes going straight to the venue, and then doing the show, doing the meet and greet, which is great. And then going to the hotel and back to the airport the next morning. And I like traveling a lot. And I do like to try and take in what the town has to offer. I'm going to a lot of places I've never been before.
Yeah.
And I do want to see at least a little bit of what it's like. Because it's hard to get a feel of it just going to one venue. And,
but the way I do that is getting in a little early.
Yeah.
That's how I do
it. I mean, that's a comfortable way to justify getting drunk all the time.
Chris, don't put that on him.
Yeah.
That was your problem.
And I'm just having a good time. I'm not trying to.
This is Jonah's solution.
I'm not trying to squelch some demons.
You're trying to party with your demons.
Yeah, they're fun, man.
Demon party.
I like to drink. I like to get into conversations with people that I don't know. I like to go to a bar and speak to and hear stories about other people. It's something I enjoy. And it's like what I try to squeeze in when I'm at these places. And
time, a boy come in here with a Jordy LaForge mug full of cake vodka.
And I'm not.
Was Swayze up in here.
I'm not going. You know, it's not like I'm just going to some bar next door and just sitting by myself staring at a napkin. You know, I'm going out to just trying to.
He's not drinking alone.
Oh, that's good. But you said you haven't been drinking for a week because you're getting ready for Conan.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to. It's funny. Richter was like, he's like, "Why aren't you drinking?" And I was like, "Oh, well, I'm just getting ready to be on your show." And he was like, "Well, that's cute, but I don't think it's anything you should worry about." Nobody is really like, everybody's like, "Why?" Even our manager, I was like, "I just wanted to like kind of maybe like, you know, not be as puffy." He's like, "Who the fuck cares?" He's like, "You know, who's ever said, that really fit guy has got to be hilarious."
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who has said that?
You know, when Joe Piscopo got into amazing shape.
It's all over. Alex brings that up a bunch. He's like, "You want to be Joe Piscopo? It's fine."
Really? He brings up Piscopo all the time?
Every time I think about it, I was like, what if I just like started working out all the time, just like, you know, ate better? And he's like, yeah, that will really help your jokes.
I want to say something, though. You should exercise as you get older, not so you can have, like, not be ripped, but just so that your body doesn't collapse on itself when you hit 50.
In the last week, I started a new workout program that has been, it hurts, but it's good. I Googled Chris Evans' workout from Captain America and Armageddon. I'm like, not Armageddon, The Avengers.
The Avengers.
Why would I confuse those?
They're
two
pretty
movies?
Similar.
Yeah, you know. Some of it's in space. You know, Bruce Willis is in not only one of them.
Right.
Aerosmith is on the soundtrack to one of them.
They didn't want to miss a thing.
Yeah, but that workout's
Spacey,
pretty awesome.
Spacey, Swizzy, and Spacey. How come they didn't do a movie together?
We'll never know.
Is that true? Did they not?
Hologram Swayze.
Oh, I think was part of the workout program where they inject you with something and put you into an experimental chamber?
Yes, I'm going to a guy on Figueroa in a warehouse.
That's what I got
going to inject me.
I tweeted that the picture of the cover of Muscle and Fitness, which I saw in the hotel, is the Hulk. And it's like, here's our workouts to get ripped like the Hulk. Yeah. Like, does this involve gamma radiation and predisposition to anger?
And nobody wants to be ripped like the Hulk.
I mean, and first of all, you can't claim that you can rip someone like the Hulk.
Yeah.
You can't. Well, that's just silly.
Built, like, if you put Lou Ferrigno on the cover, different story.
It was not. It was CG. It was CG. CG Hulk.
CG.
I did yoga this morning.
CG Ruffalo.
CG Ruffalo. You did yoga? What kind of yoga? Hot yoga, like.
Oh, it wasn't Bikram. No, it was just like in a gym. Yeah.
Oh, in like a class, a yoga class.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
Feels good.
I want to go to a spin class, but then I don't want to go to a spin class.
They're pretty brutal.
Yeah. Right. Can I just get a bike?
Sure, you can just get a bike.
I like riding a bike. I like riding down the LA River and then back through Griffith Park. It's very nice.
A really good workout is to wait till the LA River is full and then get in a bike and try to swim upstream with it.
Yes.
Actually, don't ever do that.
Yeah, yeah. And avoid any
I don't think people realize how strong that current is. And whenever it gets rainy here, you're like, well, someone else just got their fucking car caught in the LA River. There they are.
There goes grease lightning.
Yeah. No, I just think it's good to, you know, especially because when we were on the road trip, we went to Glenwood Springs, the hot springs, and there were a lot of really old people there, and a lot of them just looked chewed up, and it's obvious that, you know, hey, listen, I'm sure they lived a fine life, didn't really lift a finger to, you know, for any kind of physical health, and then. So it just feels like, you know, if you invest just like an hour or two a week, maybe, then you don't have to spend the last 20 years of your life balled up.
But I knew true love.
But I knew.
It was cake vodka. My name is Patrick Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Patrick. Are you thinking about Take This Waltz again?
Yeah. Man, it's fucking fucked me up.
I don't think I can watch it. I just don't want to be bummed out in that way. Like that kind of, I mean, it sounds like the most true sort of accurate representation of what that situation is like. Because if you're in a long-term relationship, it's probably going to happen that at various times, one or both of you will connect with someone else. I mean, whether or not you do anything about it is entirely decision.
And that's the basis of it.
It is entirely their decision.
Oh, man. All right.
You're not sure if it's, you know.
But the sad part is I think someone told me that they saw a documentary of it was a really old couple that had been together for like 60 years. And they said, you know, what was the secret to your relationship? You know, what was the secret to keeping the relationship so long?
Anal.
And the woman...
That's him too.
Did you just say
that's how they talk now. I mean, 60 years.
Manal. It's almost like starting with an M.
Manal.
Mangle.
The
Mangala?
Mango. The SNL character.
They were on. They hit a rough patch in '96, and then they saw that character and brought them back together.
I think everyone hit a rough patch when they saw that sketch.
So they said. what was the secret to keeping a relationship together for so long? And the woman said, "We never fell out of love at the same time."
No, Jesus.
So they would just go through, you know, like.
God, that's
but one of them would always hold on.
Oh.
My great grandparents were Italians, and they were together for 72 years, and then died within like a month or two of each other.
Because
my great grandmother died, and then my great grandfather was like, "Well, fuck this." In Italian.
How long was your great grandfather with his Gumar?
I don't.
You gotta assume he had at least one.
I don't know.
My grandfather had that was after my grandmother died on my dad's side. Like my grandmother died, and then there was just. This lady hanging out with my grandfather.
Yeah.
And they were very familiar.
Mm.
And it was like, it was just kind of this thing like, yeah, she's been around.
Yeah.
But like, no, she's just his friend from the bank. And they go on, I didn't mind because it like, you know, it didn't take away anything from my grandmother.
No. And if you're that person, you don't want to be alone for the remaining years of your life.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
they seem to have fun again. She was a widow, you know, like he was a widower.
He was just making a lot of deposits.
Bo!
What?
Into the bake of vaginas.
Blap, wow. Wee, wee. Do, 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 do.
That old Playboy riff?
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Well, because we have extra.
Oh, oh, are you going to get the board in?
No, because I need the attachment.
No. Hey, I'll give up my headphones for it.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, well, if he puts the speaker under the speaker.
Just give me the adapter.
Oh, will it fit this? Are you sure?
Just give me the adapter.
Yeah, here.
No, he'd have to put the microphone onto.
No, but if he puts the speaker, the headphone speaker, turns it up and throws that on the mic.
Oh, if he can. Okay, so you're gonna plug that board into those headphones. Are they, let's see.
Hey, quiet, quiet.
Anything?
Yeah, we're in the.
You have to tell me because I can't hear anything. I hear a cat. No, I hear a rooster.
Dog screech!
The white zone is for immediate loading.
Oh, guys, you're going to have to move.
Now, let's talk about the airport. The airport is just like, okay, here you go. Get your ticket and wait in line. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to wait in more lines.
Jonah Radio.
No one's listening.
How many special people change?
Oh.
Thunder!
Well, see you guys later. Oh, now I'm in a subway. Get the fuck out of here. Sure glad I bought my repeating cannon. Oh my god, you guys, get down! Oh, they're throwing apple cores at us now. Oh, you just hit someone. And it was kind of funny. And I feel like I'm getting a cold, so I should get in the water after I bowl a couple of strikes. Oh, that's me, all right. That was a strike. Oh, Dave Matthews crash.
Hold on.
Yep. Yeah, I bowl with plates. Oh, I'm sorry. You upset Scott, my dog. I'm going to get out of here right now. But first I'm gonna fucking whip you into submission, you little pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're laughing too. I got a good audience here. I'm doing great. Oh, sorry. It's the emphysema. Yep. Yep. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to another, edition of Instant Replay Sound Effects Theater. Yep. You're a master at that. Well, you're really good. Oh, Jonah, the cops are here. You're going to have to stop.
All right.
So, oh, I better ground my hawk.
He always stops on a hawk screech.
Yep. That's the one thing you can note. Yep.
Back to, return to my arm, Elijah. That's the name of my, oh, it's just so lifelike.
That was way loud. I must have turned it up when I didn't have headphones on.
No, he
sound like.
It didn't really work. Well, that was a lot of fun. Well, your lifelong dream has been realized. And
yeah, it's just
I
like
guess it's really
almost.
All downhill from here.
The
where
options
do you...
are no bueno.
No bueno.
We have 50 options on there. What do you want? There's probably like a ton of sound banks on there, too.
I want a bunch of like, I want a bunch of like, you know, movie and TV things. Like, well, you know, because that's the most I can like... obnoxious out of like morning radio stuff.
Oh, so you just want to hear like, be the ball, Danny, and like
yeah,
shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the one time.
When
yeah.
someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes! Mornings. Jojo Jonah Radio.
I ordered my mixer.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good.
KitchenAid?
Hamilton Beach.
No, I ordered an 8-channel mixer.
What are you going to do with that?
Eight channels.
I'm going to start. It was cheaper than the 4-channel.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cash
Hartzell. Has got a couple microphones.
Asus, who makes it?
I can tell you.
Oh, you don't have to. It's fine. We can talk after.
But that's a step in the right direction of making Jonah Radio a reality.
He's doing it, spending some money. Maybe that'll make him do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a board's not that expensive, so he's not too committed to it just yet.
You know what? If I had a space in a garagey type situation in the back of my house that I could use.
No, that sounds like someone else is using that space.
Yeah, then I guess you're right.
Maybe you need to. Why don't you just take over the crack house next door to you and do something good with it?
Yeah, you're right, huh?
I should.
And turn it into a crack-up house, Jonah. Oh, that's yuck. What you need to do for reals.
Yeah,
where's my sound effects? Where's my fucking sound effects? Thank you.
Yuck.
Welcome to Yuck Yucks.
That's a comedy chain in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah. Like a huge...
And are you sure it's not Canuck-a-nucks?
No, it's not Canuck-a-nucks. Or Gnip-gnap. They had...
backwards!
Yeah, Yuck Yucks is a... Basically, they had a monopoly on comedy in Canada for a long time.
Do not pass go, am I right?
So that if you were a comedian and you played anywhere else, then Yuck Yucks would be like, all right, you can't play here anymore. But they were the main comedy chain in Canada, so it was sort of a bummer for people. I played at the Yuck Yucks back in 99.
Whoa.
99, my wife's.
What?
The good to be the king. Springtime for Hitler.
Meow. Meow. Screech. I'm a hot cat.
Hot cat.
Oh, man. Yeah, you capo the third fret.
Sometimes. I like the third fret because open chords sound all right. Normal.
Now we're going to need you to play More Than Words.
Oh, hang on. Oh, wait.
Yeah, the song.
No, it sounded like you were about to play Mr. Big. Yeah. I'm the one to be with you.
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
Wait, what's this one?
That's also extreme. That's Hole in My Heart.
That's the extreme.
You don't know More Than Words?
No.
That's a good riff.
I don't know.
You know anything from Unplugged Nirvana?
No.
Oh, I could play About a Girl if your guitar was strung the correct way.
That's easy. You can do that.
Is this helping? Just play like this. No, not like a percussion. Honey down is a friend. Come on, you know, pick it up. You're using your guitar as a drum right now.
That's how.
You just look like a hippie in a drum circle who found a guitar.
Very versatile.
He's so high on street drugs that he just uses his guitar as a percussive instrument.
High on bath salts, you guys. Just high on bath salts.
Topical.
Bath salts. They are technically topical.
Yeah.
Topical. You don't apply them to your skin.
Well, in a way, you do. You put them in the bath, and then that's applied.
All right.
And you get in.
I mean,
and you
very loose, but
eat somebody. Eat somebody
out.
In the face, and
every. I mean, I guess that's topical.
I want to hear you play something all the way through.
Play a Dave Matthews song.
Which one do you want?
It's not going to matter to either of us because we won't know it.
What about Jumper? You want to play Jumper?
Jumper.
Back and found a hand around your town and nobody out there. I do know this one.
When do you start singing?
I don't sing.
Why do I just sing?
That's the problem with the Dave Matthews song is a lot of it's a lot of like this is pretty much the song, and then the break is.
Well, they like to leave it open for a 45-minute jazz riff in the middle when they do it live.
Can you play "Someone That I Used to Know" by Gautier?
Patrick Roadhouse would play it.
Yeah. Would he ever?
I think that's going to be your stage name.
Patrick Roadhouse?
Patrick Roadhouse.
All right. I'll take it.
We just have to get you to sing.
People would fuck that up less than Myra.
Just have to get you to sing.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't sing. For some reason, my brain does not detach itself from guitar playing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you're
like,
too...
immediately my hands don't follow what I'm doing, you know, if I start singing. I can't separate the two.
Just try it.
No, I just
slowly.
Can't.
But try it slowly.
I can't do it.
Well, yeah, not with that attitude.
No, I've tried for 18 years. I cannot do it.
Only 18?
Only 18.
Come on.
No.
Play Here Comes the Sun.
That's seventh.
I'm on a losing streak. That is seventh. Like, suggesting people to play songs.
I haven't played that in years, but
that's close. Yeah. Doo-dee-doo-dee.
It's the sun's sort of coming out. It's
ba-boona-boona-boona. You have any kinks?
No.
Do you know any Herman's Hermits? Do you know any Big Star? Can you play? Do you know I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy Hagar? Can you play Cranberries? Do you know any of the Sundays?
Do you know I Wish You, the diss song Jumper? I wish you was the back room, my friend.
Oh, isn't that Third Eye Blind?
No, I know this. I know of the song. I don't know. I mean, I could look up any song you want me to look up, and
no,
We have the internet too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I could look up the chords and play it.
It's probably DCG.
Do you know Jamie by Weezer?
Oh shit, you might even be. Hang on. It might be DCG.
Not a surprise.
Do you know Jamie?
No.
Do you know any Weezer?
Do you know?
Do I know any?
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Weezer Rivers is a half step down.
Yeah, he is.
So it would sound weird. Hang on. Wait, what were you just asking? Stacy's mom?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just words are just coming out of my mouth, and I'm not paying much attention to what they are. Just like right now, my brain's disconnected from my mouth, and words are falling out of it.
Words are falling out of my mouth.
Oh, that's Patrick Roadhouse's song. Words are falling out of my mouth. Don't know what they are right now. I'm gonna finger your grandmother up and down, 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 down. I'm gonna coat my finger with some kick vodka to make it wet. You got a vaginal dryness. She got a vaginal dryness. You better go to the back door. It's just a dry. You got no vaginal dryness. And you shouldn't use poop to make it all natural. You shouldn't use a poop to make it all natural. You got no vaginal dryness.
Oh, I should send this to Adele.
That's any time he's thinking of song. I should send this to Adele.
That'd be amazing.
Open for business.
We did it.
What did we do?
We had an episode.
Oh, you had an episode, all right. What? Yeah. I don't even know what that means. Can you play can you play Little Big Country? Can you play Styx? Do you know any America? Can you play anything by Art Garfunkel? Do you know Eddie Rabbit? Can you play Islands in the Stream? Do you know anything from... Oh, that's a thing.
That's Dave Matthews.
Yep. Enjoy your burrito and your vaginal dryness.
Oh. Why vaginal dryness?
Oh, I wasn't aware I was saying anything.
That's, why would you want to enjoy that?
I'm a friction fetishist.
Think about what you said.
Oh, God, I'm horrified! Ah!
All right, play us out, Matt.
Sure.
You're already played out.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Why is nobody saying anything?
He's got 16 guitars and he's playing one now. This guitar is $9,000. A $9,000 guitar with a capo on the third fret playing every night, but it doesn't know a song that we asked to play, and everything that we asked him to play it could not play. Matt Myra's got the vaginal dryness. Matt Myra's got a vaginal dryness. We gotta make it wet tonight. We gotta make it wet tonight. We gotta make it wet tonight. I'm gonna put some sauce on that dry area taco. I put some sauce on the dry area taco. Headed downtown to my best friend Paco. The only thing I thought that rhymes with taco. Yeah, it's time. This song really needs a bridge.
We'll build one out of rock and roll.
Well, we could. We built the city on rock and roll,
exactly.
You know.
So what's a bridge? You know, what's a bridge after that? You sure you don't want to do more chords?
I was just waiting for him to hit the button.
He's waiting for you to stop playing chords.
Oh, miscommunication.
Are we just going to keep on strumming out? He's going to fade it out and post?
Well, he can do that now.
Just do three. Do three chords to end it out.
Which three?
I fucking, I don't know. AEG.
The touring? The promotional?
Well, technically.
It's a bit dissonant. Wait, Chris. Let's do another bad creation. ABC.
Aisha, Aisha, so glad to meet you. Was that ABC?
Just do the NBC.
No, wait. You could either do ABC, BBD, or any of the East Coast family.
ABC, BBD, the East Coast family. Yeah, that East Coast swing is back again.
Yeah, Motown Philly.
Yeah.
Doing a little East Coast swing.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by GoToMyPC by Citrix. Go to mypc.com, click the try it free button, and enter the promo code Nerdist.
Girls Fight Back is the world-renowned personal safety and empowerment-based self-defense company that teaches women and people of all gender identities how to live confidently while being their own best protector. As a leading voice on violence prevention and empowerment for over 20 years, Girls Fight Back has trained over 1 million people around the world since 2001.
Their engaging workshops create a safe environment for groups to learn evidence-backed, life-saving skills, emphasizing that self-defense education is about more than just physical resistance. Girls Fight Back, led by CEO Nicole Snell, provides audiences with a range of applicable safety strategies that can be used in any setting so that you can lead a badass life.
To learn more about Girls Fight Back and to bring their award-winning trainings and seminars to your community, visit girlsfightback.com. That's girlsfightback.com.